Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Now, today is basically going to be an inner Kodongwana show, right? Because, yay, he's been laying down the law. I'll start off with the mayor of Johannesburg, Dada Morero. Wrote him a letter, told him to get the finances in the city in order. Otherwise, not going to be handed any more money from Treasury. Very, very, very serious threat. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as you can imagine, a lot of people are unhappy with Dada Morero as a mayor. So some people jumped in the bandwagon. DA is like, yeah. Mm-hmm. The person that defended him was his premier, Banyanzali Sufi, right? If we're being honest, though, Johannesburg City's problems did not begin with Dada Morero.
True.
He just happens to be a scapegoat now, you see? You know when people have been running amok and then the last person to hold the potato, Lishi saying, and then you go, hey, Drew, like, you see what's going on? I would argue that right now they're making Dada Morero a scapegoat. What do you think, Mpo?
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But then at the same time, we've been speaking about Udada and how ever since he's been in this position, there isn't much change when it comes to the city of Johannesburg. So as much as, yes, the problems have been there, I think somebody wants to sort of see him. There was a time when Umpo was mayor and she was all over the place. I'm not saying just do it for PR, but at least can we see you doing something?
Yeah, she was sold down the river by her own party.
Yeah.
They kind of backstabbed her because were it not for that, you can assume that Mbo would still be the mayor of Johannesburg City.
Yeah.
What do you think, Saul?
No, look, for me, I'm just happy, you know, the ANC is able to call itself out, even though there's a whole genuine situation happening. But I feel like it is late. It's not him. I mean, unauthorized spending, wasteful expenditure didn't just start now with Dada Morero. It's been a thing. But the fact that we're calling or they managed to call one another out, I'm happy for that. Obviously, if they say we withhold funding, it's still the people that are going to suffer because with as much of the wasteful expenditure there is still some that is actually servicing people. Now, if you withdraw all of that funding, we suffer at the same time, unfortunately.
But 705 million of wasteful expenditure.
Well, so another thing, we always speak about this, right? So there's wasteful and irregular expenditure and it all gets bundled up into one.
Mm.
Irregular just means that it was something that was basically not planned for and then ends up happening. There's a lot of emergencies that come up, for example, in Gauteng, and an emergency procurement would go under irregular expenditure because that's not something that's regular you spend on.
As is money though.
Yeah, so that's the one thing. But another thing that you've got to ask yourself, Mbali, is, you know, you always assume that a political party, although it isn't a monolith, that they work in unison, right? That provincial, for example, is working in conjunction with national. Mm. And so when you have somebody from national treasury calling out provincial government, that for me is a problem because you're from the same party. Surely, if you guys felt like things were going well, then you would have fielded the proper candidates, right? The fact that you're now criticizing this person openly, what happens to the idea of democratic centralism that we always get told that the ANC will handle all their problems and disputes in-house and then come out and display a unified front?
I mean, for me, to be quite honest, I hear what even Umpo is even saying. Finances in the city of Joburg have been a problem, even under Umpo Palazzi.
Mm.
And for it now to be, I think, besides, they're always used like as this political tool in the city of Johannesburg. And this is what they even did, the likes of Dada Morero himself.
Mm.
They use that against even, you know, the likes of Umpo Palazzi. So it just shows, Guti, the dynamics between the parties in the city of Joburg. You know, they're also coming to the fore now. Now even putting in the whole finance minister who's also from the same political party like Dada Morero, and he's also, it seems as if, being used as a political scapegoat. We've known as journalists that the issues never started with this mayor. They've been there for quite some time.
Mm.
I mean, I even remember, I think it was sometime last year when Mpo Palazzi was still the mayor in the city of Joburg, there was an issue around passing a loan from DBSA, you know, and the likes of Dada Morero used that against Mpo Palazzi. So it's really something not new. But at the same time, it's quite sad if the fact that this budget is not passed or money is not being given to the city of Johannesburg, it is the service delivery, which is already seeing flames in the city of Johannesburg, that will continue to affect our lives.
Now, here's the thing, right? A part of the problem is actually that there's too many cooks and they're spoiling the broth.
Yeah.
Last week, I made an example about why it is that the city's cash flow, for example, is so constrained.
Mm-hmm.
The money has to come from somewhere. And then what ends up happening is the more and more that citizens complain about service delivery, the less and less you're going to be able to collect anything from citizens, right?
True.
Because if citizens themselves aren't making money, so in terms of business, et cetera, and so on, the city won't be able to make money.
But then
you need to have a city that thrives in order for you to be able to collect more taxes.
True. But then is that also not a sign that Inokotongwana himself is feeling the pressure? I mean, to have gone to a point where you had to table a budget for a third time in order for it to just pass, it means that you are feeling the pressure and you are just saying, listen, as a party, we're failing even ourselves. So if at least we can show Uguti from a financial perspective, even provincially, we've got our ducks in a row, then it makes life a little bit easier for me with regards to the next budget.
I'm glad you bring that up because there was an NEC meeting this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that impeded the NEC meeting was the fact that there was no money. Yeah. Apparently the food was terrible. The venue was postponed like three times.
Exactly.
So this is everything. I mean, Enoch, obviously at national level with taxes, municipal bills are not getting paid in this city. And yeah, man, it's a mess. What do you think? Give us a shout. Do you feel like Dada Morero is being made out to be a scapegoat? Or is he rightfully being called out?
Hey, are you conjoined about Dada Morero? Just challenge a lifestyle audit. Le 700 million we has got to be in any. And another thing, Buga le strides a pre-injan. But he is over. He finished by August this year. Sfunukbo onuguti part of that 700 million iile na lapo or not? Otherwise, as mukale le na.
Now, suga lu Dada isale le manje. Let's start loading singing up. Also, Ebri, Nyazmu defunegenu yena. Kenny Makenzo. That's the guy. How? Msugalu Dada manje.
Yeah, ngivumelana nawe Sizwe. They are using him as a scapegoat. Dala kwa moshakale chozi. I mean, look at Bree Street, man. It's been 3 years, 4 years, something like that. Like Umpo was saying, at least do something. Akulungiswa ngumgwaqo le kunini unjalo.
Ew.
Yabona mangena esipilweni Sizwe, mabachasha bafika bathi like the computer uxakeke. Akusese indaba yethu ke le. Wena nje uyazi ukuthi lo msebenzi lo responde ukuthi uyawufuna. Ufunani? Mawufika ungayenzi lokho usenkingeni. Ungasitsheli ngokuthi hey 5 past 12 or 2 PM or yini. Mangaba uwazi umsebenzi, awazi umsebenzi. Udade ufike la wafuna ukuchasha amaforina ukuthi abe amaphoyisa, wasijwayela kabi. Uyaphapha azisho.
Yabona ke, where I agree with you is you've got to be strategic about the positions you take, right? If you're taking something and you have to beg your pants, you must know why you're doing that. And you must know what you're going to bear the burden if you fail to resuscitate that thing. Yabo? Kona manje senkosi isigogo kono kabelo kwamandala. Senkosi enokhohlwa. Yonke into senijini siyakudada nje manje on his lap. Yabo?
Ach, shame. He's being made an escape goat, shame. Yazi, all these problems didn't start with him. But when he comes into this position, these are the key problems that the city has. And he does nothing about it. That's the problem, you know. If there's a running sewer and you get into office, and that's not the first thing that you fix. The first thing that he needed to fix, you know, is to cut all these spendings, you know, look into the finances of the city, you know, and also be proactive about service delivery. You know, he knows the key problems, but in Kinga Wuti, he has never been proactive about it. That's his fault. So, Itamanje, Asaz Wutu Nzani, Maki Register, he's being present at work, or Asazinje, but he looks like somebody who's oblivious to the city's problems.
Shame, man.
No, I just think the minister is just being emotional. I mean, like, he must just think about the citizens and the impact that it's going to have. Yes, Dada Morero is the worst mayor that we've ever had. I mean, like, from an administration perspective, he can't even do the simple things that Nasi Pimoya is doing in the city of Tshwane. He can't even go and clean out the illegal traders in Joburg CBD. Actually, I think even his own salary, Udara Morero, should be categorized as wasteful expenditure. He must be fired instead of them cutting money to the city. Fire Udara Morero.
To call him the worst when we've had somebody like Kwabelo Kamanda. The worst. Kwabelo Pela Mafesu Wabosha for running a Ponzi scheme. I'm trying to advocate, but somebody sent a tweet saying, even during the days of Kwabelo Kamanda, Dada Morero was still in charge in the background. I don't know that for a fact. I do know that Kwabelo Kamanda obviously was working with the ANC, but I don't know that the person in the background was specifically an individual named Dada Morero. No, that I don't know.
No, Dada Morero is not a scapegoat. I believe he brought the heat on himself. His decision-making is just crazy. Out of the blue, with all concerns of Joburg, he announces a bomb squad. Like, do we ever have bomb threats? And then the other time, that's the same guy who said that we should put more foreigners in our JMPD recruitment. I mean, his decision-making is crazy. And then also, if you work a position, if you apply to be, okay, since they don't apply, but if you say you want to become president of the country, you walk in there knowing what the problems are. So now, what is your comeback? So what is Dada Morero's comeback? He has no comeback, that guy.
Ish. Sounds like maybe you're not South African yourself. Do you remember now when they started to say that?
Yeah, questioning his head shape and all. I remember the
social media is crazy like that.
Yeah.
Hi, sis. O tata, ibambe ngakho leli tata leli. Lafikela la sihlaba ngama tariffs we 200 rand. Yithi kuphela la iCity of Joburg SPC nama tariffs we 200 rand. Ibambe ngakho. I-handover meka ithatha bamnikani ngoba uma uphuma umuntu eofisini uthatha i-handover ubona iy'nkinga zakhona bese udile ngalezo y'nkinga wayithatha i-handover yena wafika wazowenza iy'nto zakhe kube kuney'nkinga wabafaka leli data leli lishelwa amanzi.
The Dada Morero saga is not different from what the country is experiencing in general. If you take a closer look, the reason we are where we are is because of the apartheid government. They made sure to ruin the country before they handed it over because they knew that they were not going to be around forever. And we sort of gravitated towards blaming the current government, the ANC back then, now it's the GNU. So I think Dada Morero is pretty much in the same situation. He's being blamed for problems he did not create.
Problems that precede him, basically.
Dinangwe, firstly, we must understand which organization these people come from. We must firstly start that. Your Dada Morero and the others, they come from the ANC that is rotten to the core. So whoever gets into the position must take the fall. It is not our problem because he inherits or she inherits the rotten leadership in African National Congress. So whoever gets to that position, he must take the fall. It is his duty. He knew exactly what abafobo bayadla, abafobo bangcolile, abafobo bamoshimali estate. Umengena, he knew ukuthi ungena phi. It's an issue of baqhamuka kuliphi ibhodwe labantu bakhiwe isijuma brother siqhamuke ebhodweni lodwa.
When you take up Joburg as a mayor, you must know that you're sitting in the hot seat. You can't sit there in the hot seat and then just keep numb. You must get working. Things need to get done. So JHB is a busy city and we need to see things happening. If we are figure in a busy place and if you go relax, it's going to swallow you. Dada knew what he was getting himself into. And ever since he's been in this position, he's done nothing, absolutely nothing. All he's done is a couple of conferences here and there and hide away. Conference here and there, hide away. He's never done anything. Now, manje, okay, ni jomba before, azo pumagle situation aguyo manje, azo ngenagle situation aguyo, he was doing a much better job than Dada, guys. Dada has never been there. He's always been a Dada in this position.
That's funny.
If you want to know exactly what's happening to the city finances, you must go into those procurement offices of all the municipalities under the city. You will find exactly what is happening with all of the money that is that goes into the city. I know, I've worked in procurement. People in procurement are the biggest criminals. I know, yes, obviously signatures have to come from high above depending on the amounts that are being spent, but the irregular expenditures and all this money that's mismanaged, all those millions are found in those people that are doing that procurement. Do lifestyle audits on those people. You will find exactly where this money is going.
Mobulawa, bakhuluma ngani procurement. What's if unesha lifestyle audits?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.